From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian warplanes flew again from an Iranian base for a second day Wednesday, carrying out more airstrikes against targets in Syria. The defense ministry said those targets were Islamic State militants. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov rejected the assertion by a U.S. spokesman the flights could violate a U.N. Security Council resolution that bans the sale or transfer of combat aircraft to Iran. He said there is no sale or transfer of weaponry, including aircraft. Meanwhile, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Wednesday repeated the view the Russian use of an airbase in Iran is unhelpful.
It's not helpful because, you know, it continues to complicate what is already a very dangerous situation in and around Aleppo when you have Russia using Iranian air bases as a way to carry out more intensive bombing runs that are continue to hit civilian populations.
He said the Russian strikes don't move Syria closer to a cessation of hostilities, only exacerbating a dangerous situation. Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates told VOA Wednesday he's disappointed with news of a new outbreak of polio in Nigeria.
The idea that there's this area up in the northeast of Nigeria around Lake Chad where we found these two cases, that's a disappointment. We're engaged in a very aggressive effort to get vaccines out to as many children as possible in that area and get the number back down to zero. We're quite optimistic we can do that, but we're really trying to understand how we do better surveillance so we don't have a pocket like this in the future.
Gates' foundation has donated millions, or billions rather, since 2000 to eradicate polio. Nigeria has launched an emergency campaign to vaccinate millions of children against polio, and the new cases are believed to be the first in 2 years. This is VOA News. Turkey has started releasing about 38,000 prisoners who have less than 2 years left on their sentences. The announcement part of a decree made Wednesday to make room for thousands arrested for allegedly taking part in last month's failed coup attempt. The country's justice minister said the releases are not pardons, but conditional. The government said the failed coup was masterminded by U.S. exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen and carried out by thousands of his supporters within the police and military. Turkey said it's detained more than 40,000 people as its crackdown on suspects continues. The prime minister said nearly 80,000 have been fired from government jobs. More than 4,000 companies and institutions with alleged links to Gulen have been closed. The UN Wednesday said it's investigating a hotel attack in South Sudan in which soldiers raped women and assaulted aid workers, while UN peacekeepers, part of the UNMISS force, failed to act. The July 11th incident took place at the Hotel Terrain during an outbreak of factional fighting in the capital Juba, resulting in one fatality. Farhan Haq is a UN spokesman.
Due to the gravity of these incidents, related allegations, and the preliminary findings by UNMISS, the Secretary General has decided to launch an independent special investigation to determine the circumstances surrounding these incidents and to evaluate the mission's overall response.
He said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on South Sudan to investigate these human rights violations and prosecute those involved in what he called these unspeakable acts of violence. A new wildfire in California, fueled by thick brush, extended drought, and blistering temperatures east of Los Angeles, continues to rage unchecked, forcing tens of thousands from their homes. Tommy Laerly lives in San Bernardino County.
I had never seen anything like my whole life, and I've been here since 68. And I've seen this mountain on fire, I've seen these mountains on fire, but this thing's come around, and I'm afraid of it now.
The blue-cut fire ignited Tuesday in the mountains of Kijon Pass and quickly expanded to more than 12,000 hectares. Firefighters described it as one of the most intense blazes they've ever seen. At the Rio Olympic Games, Kenya's Conseslus Kipruto took gold in the men's 3,000-meter steeplechase, Kenya's ninth straight gold in the race since 1988. Meanwhile, Jamaica's Elaine Thompson won gold in the women's 200-meter final Wednesday, while fellow countryman Usain Bolt made it to the final Thursday in the men's 200-meter final. American Tiana Bartoletta upset a compatriot to claim gold in the women's long jump, while countryman Brianna Rollins made it a clean sweep by the U.S. in the women's 100-meter hurdles. U.S. central bank policymakers agreed more economic data is needed before an interest rate cut. An interest rate is raised again. The minutes of a late July meeting of the Federal Reserve released Wednesday reveals a relatively upbeat open market committee about the U.S. economic outlook. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.